KM FM Breakfast.
Wake up with Gary and Laura.
Good morning.
Let's just do this then. 18 million singles sold in just 2 years as a solo artist. That includes Strip That Down all over the KM FM playlist since it came out. Likewise, Polaroid, Bedroom Floor, Familiar with J Balvin, For You with Rita Ora. What a huge tune. Streamed 2.7 billion times. Don't tell the others, but he is the most successful one from 1D. It's Liam Payne!
Wow, that was a lot of information.
That's a lot of information and all your stats.
Thank
what
you so
a time
much.
To be alive. Well, thank you so much. I just mentioned there that, you know, according to the numbers, most successful, 1Dia. Is there rivalry between you guys at all on that kind of front?
You really put me on the spot there, haven't you?
I have, yeah. Straight in. I thought, hit him cold before he knows what's going on.
I often think about this sort of stuff, to be honest with you. And I don't think there is really... Obviously, we all know there's numbers and facts and figures and different things that go around. But the thing is, everyone's been quite successful in their own right in the field that they've tried to take, if that makes sense. Because we all do such different things. So it's really difficult to compare us as artists now. Because I feel like my competition kind of lies elsewhere, if that makes sense. Mm. And, you know, I mean, look at some of them have been on and done great tours. Some of them have done just loads of different campaigns with stuff and whatever else. And, you know, I haven't really done any I haven't done any touring yet, for at least. So, I mean, you know, that's something that I've kind of got to get my head around. But, yeah, I mean, it's been really great. And I'm so grateful for everybody listening in. And, yeah, I just think I'm glad that we're all doing well.
So this new song then, tell us all about it.
I got an email through from the label, and Mr. Ed Sheeran had written me another song with the same person they did the production with. Strip That Down. So I was like, this is amazing, like the best thing, like best day ever. I listened through the song and I was kind of a little bit worried that it was like, it's so money orientated. I was like, I don't, you know, you have to be careful about what message you're kind of sending out.
Yeah.
What are you saying about you? Do you know what I mean? So in my head, the way I actually feel about money and success and those sort of things is like, if you have it, it's amazing, yeah. But if you've got no one to share it with, then it's not really all that. You might as well not have it.
When you're in the video, you're in an amusement arcade, but then you're in a game. You're actually in an arcade game.
Oh, so
I know.
Cool.
How cool is that? What would you be in? If you know, classic arcade games.
I mean, do you know what? Mario Kart.
Yes!
Like Mario Kart looks like the most. I want to throw some mushrooms. I want to throw shrooms at people.
Yeah, yeah.
What character are you when you play Mario Kart?
I don't know why, but I always choose the evil people.
Oh, yeah.
That's what that says about me, but yeah, I can choose a villain.
I can see his Bowser.
Who, I was going to say, is that the scary hedgehog-looking guy? No,
scary dragon thing.
Yeah, scary dragon thing.
Who's the one that looks like a hedgehog? And I swear
Sonic.
He's spiky.
Yeah, that's
no,
a different
not
game.
Sonic.
He is spiky. Bowser is
maybe
spiky.
Maybe I'm thinking of Bowser,
yeah,
but
I think
maybe
you're mixing up Sonic.
Merging him together, yeah.
You just mixed up your animals there.
Yeah.
It's KM FM Breakfast with Gary and Laura and Liam Payne on the show.
Woo-hoo.
For you this morning. In as well as
thank
we celebrate the new song. You're so welcome. So we celebrate the new song, Stack It Up.
So Liam, your picture on Twitter has been giving us all the feels of you playing the piano with Little Bear.
Oh.
Bless him, his little hand in yours is
so
cute.
You know, those are the moments that you really like proper live for. And he's such a lovely little boy. I've been so blessed in that sense that, you know, ever since he was born, really, he's just been amazing. There's not really been any huge dramas or anything, even like terrible twos, like it was non-existent for both of us. So he's really good. He's so chill.
So have you been teaching him to play the piano then? Have you been?
I was trying to teach him to play piano, but he was just like giving it like a good old whack. And like,
yes.
Like, he's very strong-minded, and I think he probably gets that from me. I mean, potentially maybe his mom too. But
and what about things that he's taught you?
I mean, I think as a dad, you just learn new things all the time, and you're, you know, reflection changes of yourself, of how you look at yourself and whatever else, and you know, the things that you have to do, your responsibilities and all that sort of stuff kind of changes. And you know, I just think they make you a better person every day. I'm sure every parent kind of feels that way, but there's just more to life in that way and how you live it.
Yeah, you're still putting your cheeky side quite literally out there though. We've seen some lovely pictures of you relaxing, let's say, al fresco on a balcony.
This photo shoot happened and I was like, it was for an underwear commercial which hasn't come out yet, and I was like, oh yeah, underwear, da da da. And then halfway through it just got like completely like nude, and I was like, okay, so now we're advertising underwear with literally no underwear.
None on.
This is the coolest job ever.
I mean, you're showing that you need some, so I guess it works, doesn't it? Yeah. And we've also seen that you've been talking to goats. Are there any other animal sound effects that you can do as well as, you know, speaking to the goats?
I don't know. I like to imitate, so I'd need to hear like a little sheep or something, or like, I don't know. I'm more of an imitator. I'm a faker, really, guys. None of this is real.
Well, surely you're getting the practice in with old MacDonald when you're singing to bear.
Oh, that's true.
No, so, do you know what? Old MacDonald's, he's gone by. People have forgotten about him. He's like a riddle now. Yeah, it's like we get like baby sharks and Daddy Finger and like some song about sugar.
What?
Eating
Daddy
sugar,
Finger
no
and...
papa. That one's on all the time, and the people on YouTube do the weirdest voices, and it like proper gets under my skin.
Eating sugar. So do you think then there's a nursery rhyme album on the cards for you?
That's a good idea.
I mean, it's a strong possibility, really, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Oh, it'd be so good. Release
I might
it for
be like
Father's
do like
Day.
The Tom Hardy thing where he gets to like read the bedtime stories.
Liam, give us your best sweet dreams night night.
Sweet dreams night night.
Oh! I am.
Yeah.
Oh, sold. I'm getting under a duvet right now. That's beautiful.
Get
that
the
was.
Horlicks ready. I'm ready for bed. Wow.
Suck me right up. Okay, as we put our head down on something soft for a couple of minutes, with a standby because we're back with Liam Payne in a minute as he takes on the challenge. That is Celebrity Say It. Liam Payne back in just a sec. It is Celebrity Say It with Mr. Liam Payne. And before...
You got 13. Mm.
Oh, wow.
Now, Louis Tomlinson's good. Also played and he got 13 as well.
Oh, wow, we tied up.
Try and beat 13. But also on the leaderboard, we've got Ed Sheeran with 12. We've got James Arthur up there with 14. Mm. Callum Scott as well with 14.
Here we go. We give you 1 minute.
Say it. It's the opposite of a girl.
Boy.
Yes, it's a type of fruit. It comes on a stalk and you normally put it on a Bakewell, something Bakewell.
Cherry.
Yes, it's what's in the sky. They're white and fluffy or sometimes grey when it's raining. Yeah, he's the wizard that goes to Hogwarts and he hangs out with Ron and Hermione.
Harry Potter.
Yeah, when your clothes are finished in the laundry, you put them in something to make them not wet. Yeah, it's when you see somebody, you move your hand left and right or it's
wave.
On the sea. Yeah, it's a something of beans that you get and you have to open them. It's made of
a
metal.
Can.
The other thing... when you're really clever, it's another word for clever or
smart.
A something phone. Yeah, it's what you have in a box in the garage to help you do things like a spanner
toolbox.
And stuff like that. Yeah, it's a thing that you, it's like stretchy and you put it round things to tie them together and it comes in a circle. Yes, it's brown Cadbury making. It's really yummy.
Chocolate.
Yes, it's when you give somebody a hug, another name for a hug. Come and have a...
An embrace?
No, not an embrace. It's
a cuddle?
Yes, cuddle. You send somebody a text something or a WhatsApp
a message.
Something. Yeah,
and
it's just something big. Oh,
no time
for a pint.
No time for a pint.
You got boy one, cherry two, cloud three, Harry Potter four, tumble dryer five, wave six, tin seven, smart eight, tools nine, elastic band 10, chocolate 11, cuddle 12, message 13, the same score
as last time. Oh, my God, that's
time.
So weird.
It was essentially a waste of everyone's time.
Yes.
But never mind, because we've had fun and
we should add them together and make it 26.
Okay, yes, it's an aggregate score. If Liam Payne wants to do that, then we'll go with
it's
it.
It's fine, because he's Liam Payne and we love him.
And the Staggered Up single featuring A Boogie with the Hoodie is out right now. Liam, thanks so much. Have a great day today.
Thanks, guys.